بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, and we have reached the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. Verse 36. قال الله تعالى, in the translation of the meaning, glory be to him, Subhana, who has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces, as well as of their own, meaning the humankind, male and female, and of that which they know not, and of that which they know not. Subhana, what is the meaning of tasbih? Subhana alladhi khalaqa. This is tasbih, this is known tasbih. It means tanzihu Allah ta'ala amma la yaliqu bihi. Declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all that which does not befit him. And that which does not befit Allah is two types. One, imperfection in his attributes. Imperfection in his attributes. And second, likeness of his attributes to his creation. It is possible to refer the second, which is likeness of his attributes to his creation, to the first. Meaning, we could say that likening Allah to his creation is likening the perfect with the imperfect. So that makes him imperfect. So the person, when he makes tasbih, he declares that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all defects and imperfections. This is the meaning of tasbih. This is the meaning of tasbih. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خلق الأزواج كلها. He has created all the pairs. مما تنبت الأرض, of that which the earth produces. ومن أنفسهم, and of their own, mankind. And of that which they know not. كل المخلوقات, all creation. Is established on combination of two matters. It's established on the combination of two matters and more. Nothing is established on one, and this is comprehensive, covering that which the earth produces, or from the children of Adam, or from animals, or from that which we know not of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Dhariyat, in chapter 55, verse 49, ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. And of everything we have created pairs that you may remember. the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start this verse by subhanah, by the tasbih? Now we know the meaning of tasbih, declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all imperfection and free of all defects. The answer is, the created, it's inevitable that the created is diverse and numerous of variety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above enumeration, because He is one. Because He is one. This is the wisdom, and Allah knows best as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began this verse by the tasbih, declaring Himself free of all imperfection. Subhana. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above variety. And also contemplate here, He did not say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, Alhamdulillah. He didn't say, Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa al-azwaj. Praise be to Allah who created all pairs. He didn't say Alhamdulillah. He said Subhanalladhi. It is because if everything needs this pairedness, then this indicates the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one unique. Who has no resemblance to anything of His creation. Banu Adam, the children of Adam, are of pairs. And Allah Azza wa Jal, there's nothing like unto Him from His creation, neither in His essence nor in His attributes. The benefits of this verse. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above all imperfections and defects. Second, that Allah is one and unique. And distinct from creation. And we explain the evidence for this, because He said Subhanalladhi, far above Allah is far above is He above any imperfection, who created all pairs. So He affirmed for Himself distinction, and affirmed for the creation what befits the creation. And this is evident in many places in the Quran. Take for example in Surah Ar-Rahman, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذو الجلال والإكرام. Whatever is on it, the earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will abide forever. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He mentioned the status of the creation, whatever is on it will perish, He referred to Himself. Afterwards, He subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. he is the other living, distinct and unique. And from the benefits is that everything created except that it is of pairs, except that it has in its creation, it is of a combination of pairs. And from the benefit of this verse is that the children of Adam are of different types. Similarly, the same holds as to what the earth produces. Rather, in the earth itself, this exists. Take for example the saying of Allah in Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 4. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ. And in the earth are neighboring tracts. Affirming this neighborhood indicates that they are of different types, because the neighbor is different from the neighbor. Similarly, here in this verse, مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ, of what the earth produces. This indicates different and varied types of plantations and plants and produce, etc. This also holds true in his saying in this verse, وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ, and of themselves, meaning mankind. Different types, male and female, of the children of Adam, black and white, tall and short, happy and wicked and wretched, dumb and smart, sane and foolish, and so forth, so that man comes to understand and contemplate the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create the contrasts. And from the benefits of this verse, affirming ignorance upon man, and that he is incapable of comprehending everything and surrounding everything and encompassing everything rather. Because Allah said in this verse, وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and of that which they know not. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and of that which they know not. If you add this, and of that which they know not, if you added to Allah's saying in Surah Al-Isra, in chapter 17, verse 85, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. And they ask you concerning the ruh, the spirit, say, it is one of the things, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord, and of knowledge you mankind have been given only a little. This indicates the extent of ignorance of man. Then we go to the next verse. Verse 37. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. And a sign for them is the night, اللَّيْل, نَسْلَخُ, we withdraw therefrom the day, and behold they are in darkness. The beginning is the night. نسلخ منه النهار. نسلخ, this term نسلخ It resembles سلخ الجلد من البهيمة. It resembles skinning off the skin of the animal. Allah resembled used this term نسلخ. The translation of it here means we withdraw. نسلخ منه النهار. We withdraw there from the day. فإذا هم مظلمون. And behold, they are in darkness. Because the day is something that comes to exist with the existence of the sun. So it arrives, succeeds the night. When the sun disappears or sets, the light follows, like the skinning of the animal. The skin moves away from the body gradually. Similarly, the light of the day with respect to the night, Allah withdraws the day therefrom, from the night, as the skinning of the animal. And therefore, behold, they are in darkness. The moment this withdrawal takes place, you see darkness falling, and it comes gradual. But when it is complete, it will be full darkness. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the full darkness and intense darkness would befall on the bright light, it will take away the sight. And it will take away many things. But rather it comes gradual. So it goes down from highest peak of intensity to darkness in a gradual manner. So therefore, in summary, the darkness falls gradually, and then it becomes complete. The benefit of this verse. This great verse concerning the night tells us that the night falls gradually. This is the first benefit. The second benefit, the origin is the night, the darkness, and that the daylight is something that befalls it, and that's why Allah resembled it as a withdrawal process. And we know that the origin of the light is the sun, and the sun is, or the sun arrives succeeding the darkness. So it's like accidental. From the benefits of this verse, reminding the creation of this favor of Allah. Had it not been for this favor, we would have continued to exist in darkness, or live in darkness. And this is troubling and harmful to man. Remember the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Qasas in 28:71. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِالضِّيَاءِ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Tell me, if Allah made night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, who is an ilah, a god besides Allah, who could bring you light? Will you not then hear? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. That is the decree of Almighty, the All-Knowing. الشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. The sun is a sign of Allah's signs in itself. This great body mass, whose heat reaches the earth, despite this amazingly great distance between the earth and the sun, is no doubt that it is a sign of Allah's signs. Who is able to bring such a massive fire blazing? Whose light and heat reaches the earth from far away? The answer is no one. And thus, therefore, it is a sign of Allah's signs. Then, what about the benefits of the sun? Ripening of fruits, warming the earth, and the great light. The energy produced by the sun's light, the energy in the form of electricity and the like, and in the form of heat during the winter. Something that cannot be equated for any price. A great sign of Allah's signs. And it is a sign in its path. A sign in its path. It's running. The path it traces, it runs in a great speed. No one knows the magnitude of its speed except Allah Azza wa Jal. Or it's possible that this may be known nowadays with modern means. Contemplate the plane moving in a fast speed while it's close to us. Yet we look at it and we see as if it is moving slowly. So what about the sun? We see it moving, no doubt, while far away from us. So this indicates that it moves really fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it here in this verse, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. It runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. مُسْتَقَر لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. The sun runs on its fixed course. لِمُسْتَقَر. What is al-mustaqar? it is the term mustaqar means a dwelling place, a place of settlement. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2 verse 36, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٌ. On earth will be a dwelling place for you, مستقر, a dwelling place, مستقر for you, and an enjoyment for a time. Also, Allah stated in Surah An-Naml in chapter 27, verse 61, جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Is it not He, better than your gods, who has made the earth mustaqar, a fixed abode? So the mustaqar here means therefore the place of dwelling, place of settlement. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Hud in chapter 11, verse 6, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. And no moving living creature is there on earth but its provision is due from Allah, and Allah knows مُسْتَقَرَّهَا, مُسْتَقَرَّهَا, its dwelling place and its deposit. So what about this? The sun runs in a fixed path, course, لمستقر لها. What is this, quote, a dwelling place of the sun? Is it a dwelling place time-wise, or is it a dwelling place physical, or both? So are we talking about a dwelling in terms of time, in terms of place, or both? It is known from the authentic hadith of Abi Dharr when he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day in the mosque at sunset. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abi Dharr the following question: Tadri ayna tadhhab? Do you know where the sun goes at the time of sunset? Do you know where the sun goes at the time of sunset? Abu Dharr replied, Allah and His Messenger know better. Allah and His Messenger know better. Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَإِنَّهَا تَذْهَبُ حَتَّى تَسْجُدَ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. Allahu Akbar. فَتَسْتَأْذِنْ فيؤذن لها ويوشك أن تسجد فلا يقبل منها وتستأذن فلا يؤذن لها يقال لها ارجعي من حيث جئت فتطلع من مغربها فذلك قوله تعالى والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. He said it goes, it travels till it prostrates itself underneath the arsh of Allah, underneath the throne of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And takes the permission to rise again. And it is permitted. And then a time will come when it will be about to prostrate itself, but its prostration will not be accepted. and it will ask permission to go in on its course, but it will not be permitted, but it will be ordered to return whence it has come, and so it will rise in the west. And so it will rise in the west, and that is the interpretation of the statement of Allah. And he recited this verse we are explaining, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا, and the sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. This is the مستقر. This hadith indicates that its مستقر is a place, because it prostrates under the throne. We don't know the how of its prostration. We don't know the how of its prostration. Because the sun is unlike humans. For us to make analogy between our prostration and its prostration. So therefore the question cannot be raised as to, does it prostrate while it's running or when it comes to halt? The second opinion is that this dwelling is a time related, referring to the day of resurrection, when it will be wound round and lose its light, as in Surah At-Takwir, chapter 81, so when it reaches the end of its running on the day of resurrection, and therefore this dwelling would be a time related dwelling. This is another opinion. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun كُوِّرَتْ, wound round and lost its light and its overthrown. The third opinion, and it means, the third opinion, the مستقر is its farthest movement in the northern heavenly spheres, and the northern heavenly and the right heavenly spheres. So it will traverse to an extent in the north whereby it does not go beyond, and similarly in the direction of the south. And accordingly, this would be a combination, time and place. Its movement in the north is the beginning of summer, and the end of its movement in the south is the beginning of the winter. So these are dwelling places and times. This is concerning the movement of the sun and its dwelling places. At the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Almighty, all-knowing. Almighty. What's the relation of this name to the meaning of this verse? This is because the sun is so great that it needs power and authority on it. That's why Allah brought the name Almighty. Because the name Al-Aziz, Almighty, comprises three meanings. Because the name Al-Aziz comprises three meanings. Number one, Al-Azizu fi qadrih, the Almighty in His rank. Second, Al-Azizu fi qahrih, the Almighty in His subduing. And the third is Al-Aziz in Him being far above imperfection and defects. These are the meanings comprised in the name of Allah Al-Aziz. As to the name Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, it means the one who possess the most perfect and most comprehensive knowledge. Indeed, Allah's knowledge is perfect. It is not preceded by ignorance, nor it is touched by forgetfulness, and it is comprehensive, covers everything. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, says in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 59, وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. And with him are the keys of the غيب, of the unseen and the unperceived realities. None knows them but he, and he knows whatever there is in or on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record. And whatever is written in a clear record, it is written since it's known already to Allah, because the unknown cannot be written. And this speaks of the vastness of Allah's knowledge, and that He encompasses everything subhanahu wa ta'ala, in general and in detail. In general and in detail. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two names, Al-Aziz and Alim, because this fits the context of the statement. The sun is not something easy to look at. It's a magnificent thing which requires might and knowledge. The benefits of this verse. Number one, the sun runs, moves, and this is real. And the apparent of the Quran is that it moves in itself. The apparent of the Quran is that it moves in itself. and that due to the movement of the sun, the rising and the setting takes place. Contrary to what is said nowadays by some, that it is the earth which revolves and that the sun is fixed. We have words of Allah, and it's our duty to take the words of Allah on its apparent, and that we do not change from the apparent except by a clear cut proof. We don't change what's apparent from the Quranic text except by a clear cut proof. So if we have a clear cut proof, decisive one, that the alternation of the day of the and the day and the night is due to the movement of the earth, then in this case we interpret the verses to fit the meaning that is in agreement with reality, and accordingly the meaning would be, when it, the sun, rises and sets as it appears to our eyes, this would be then the fitting interpretation of the verses, if we come to the conclusion that the earth revolves, moves, with a decisive proof. However, before this is firmly established, then we continue to take by the apparent of the Quran and conclude that the sun's, through its running, the night and the day comes to be manifested. This is regarding this point. And from the benefits is that of this verse, is that this sun which we see it daily and continuously, it's inevitable that it will come to a dwelling. An end. And so all creation, there will be a point to go to, and it will come to a state of non-existence. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ibrahim chapter 14 48 يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات. وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. On the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens, and they, all creatures, will appear before Allah, the one, the irresistible. So the earth will not continue to exist as it is existing now. It will be changed. And so the heavens. And from the benefits is that this sun, which is preordained in a magnificent measure, moving in its course as Allah commanded it, does not go above nor below its path. It is even said if it will go below its path by a hair's breadth, it will burn the earth. If it will go below its path by a hair's breadth, it would burn the earth. And if it would go above its path by a hair's breadth, then the earth would freeze. And from the benefits of this verse, and this is the last one, affirming two names of Allah's names, Al-Aziz and Al-Alim. And accordingly, we affirm from these two names, we affirm two attributes, Al-Izzatu wal-Ilm, Al-Izza, might, and Al-Ilm, knowledge. Also taken is the impact of these names, meaning that Allah subdues everything and knows everything. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a benefit for myself and for all of you. This brings the end of the explanation of verses 36 to 38.